Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Now the fun begins.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Superfly.
The dudes have envied him for so long. I'm talking about the best cut man in both boxing and mixed martial arts, the heavyweight champion himself, Mr. Jacob Stitch Duran. What's up, Stitch?
Hey, man, I've had a lot of good intros, but never Superfly. I'll take it.
Yeah, I know. Things are good. How's the family?
Yeah, we're all doing good, thank God, man. You know, we're staying COVID-free and staying healthy, and I'm putting up Christmas stuff right now, so it's a win-win.
So tell me about the bubble thing. You're one of the few guys that can get into the bubble. Do you have to get tested every week or every couple of days? What's going on with that?
Yeah, you know, originally when Top Rank had 13 shows in 6 weeks on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we would check in on Sundays, get tested, and you'd have to get into your room and be on lockdown until you got cleared the following day. And we would do the Tuesday fight, and then Wednesday we would get tested again for the Thursday fight and so on. So now they're doing them once a month, so I'll check in this Thursday. The same thing, I'll get tested. I'll go on lockdown until the next day till I get cleared, and then go to the weigh-ins, do the fights, and then come home. So it's really a good program. Top Rank, they're doing it right.
You know, my friends are bucking the trend here in California. I've got friends of mine that didn't go to college and this and that and think they're really smart. I mean, you and I, we didn't get college degrees or anything like that, but I have friends of mine that just seem to be like flaunting it, and they don't want to wear the masks, and they don't want to do this, and they don't want to do that, and they're bitching because the governor wants to shut things down for, and they don't realize that if we don't shut things down right now, the hospitals will get to the point where people will be dying outside waiting in their cars to get into the hospital. That's what they don't realize. There's a hospital capacity here. That's why we're doing this, shutting down the hospitals so we'll have beds for people that are really sick.
You know, I just don't understand this concept, man. You know, common sense goes a long ways, right? This is something that we as a whole group have. You know, there was a lady I interviewed months ago, and she says, we haven't arrested it yet. And when you're talking about arresting it, that makes so much sense, because once you got a hold of it, then you could go ahead and bring it down step by step by step. But without getting any cooperation 100%, no telling how long this is going to last.
Good point. Now, back to the fights at hand, of course. When you I tell people how you started in Santa Rosa and things like that, I mean, people don't know. Tell me about the background of Jacob Stitch Duran. I know him, but people don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, I came out of the military in 1974. I was stationed in Thailand and saw my first Muay Thai fights. And, you know, that whole year I literally just dedicated myself to that. And moved back to Oakland and, you know, got into boxing at King's Gym, just kind of perfect my hands. And from there I moved to Fairfield and opened up a school of kickboxing, and, you know, I trained fighters, I managed them, I promoted, but I liked working cuts, and 26 years ago I made the move to Las Vegas to do what I do, and now I'm just solely a cut man.
You know, I said Fairfield, I said Santa Rosa, I meant Fairfield, but the bottom line is, so you've been to Thailand, you know anything about Thai stick?
Of course. it was funny, man, because we used to buy the Thai sticks, okay, as long as they were, there was like 21 in a bundle. And we used to buy it from the retired chief of police in the province, and there was like $2, you know, $2.50, and, you know, so quite familiar with Thai sticks.
Okay.
This day I haven't smoked as good as that.
Oh, well, and I'll tell you why, because the Thai stick was dipped in opium.
That's what they said.
No. You can't tell me. I mean, we can go through the marijuana debate, you and I, because we've been around the block a little bit. But that stuff took you to another world.
Well, it would take you to another world, but I don't know about that because, you know, heroin was real big up there. And, well, it was big. Some of the people would take advantage of that, but that was like 90% proof, you know. But, yeah, I don't know about that opium type of stuff.
You know, a friend of mine, Lenny Williams, and you know that is the former Tower Power lead singer. Of course, he told me he was in the Netherlands one time, and the guy who was with him, Bruce Conti, was a former guitar player. But they were in the Netherlands together, and Mick Jagger and Billy Preston were there. And besides Billy Preston and Mick Jagger French kissing, they were snorting heroin. and they tried to get Lenny to snort some heroin, and Lenny said he ran out of the room, and he left the room, and he left the party place, and he said to himself, you know, later he goes, you know, I really wanted to hang around with Mick Jagger, but I didn't want to have to snort heroin to do it.
Yeah, that was some of the GIs did that, and some of the GIs in Thailand OD'd on that, because, like I say, it was like 90% proof, and, you know, I never got into that, bro, mm-hmm. You know. I just keep it all natural.
Okay, so what? Speaking of cut, man. Now you don't use like salt to stop cuts. What do you use the salt? What are you using there?
Well, you know, primarily the one you get on the swab is the adrenaline chloride 1-1000. That's by prescription only, but that's a constrictor. There's other products that I use at the Gosset called Quick Aid. That's 100% natural. Now it's new on the market. You know, I'm the one that introduced it, and that's. Comes out of a seaweed base, but when you put it on the cut, and it's like a 2x2 patch or 1x2 type of gauze patch, you put it on the cut for like 45 seconds, and it literally just kind of dehydrates the moisture from the blood in it, and it stops it. So those are the only two that I use. You know, Avitine, which is another coagulant, and thrombin, they're available, but nobody really uses them.
Is Enswell as good as people? Some people like it, some people don't. I mean, you work in the corner with the Enswell, keeping guys' eyes down. Is that a necessary tool in every corner?
Yeah, I think so, Pedro. You know, and the thing people have to understand is when you have swelling, it's because you busted blood vessels underneath the skin, and that's you're creating literally a little pool of blood. But, you know, how many times have you cut yourself and put direct pressure on your cut, and a minute later starts bleeding? Well, the same thing with an Enswell is, you know, you keep it cold, and cold direct pressure kind of helps minimize that. I was looking at I didn't see the Spence and Garcia fight, but I saw one of the things where the father is just kind of brushing the Enswell over Danny Garcia's eyes, and that does nothing. You know, if you're applying makeup, that's a good technique, but if you're working on swelling, that doesn't work.
Well, Danny's father has not been the greatest corner man of all time, and he couldn't get his kid to pull the trigger. In other words, he'd land one punch, but it was like Danny's always studying. He's thinking too much. He's a cerebral fighter to an extent, and he's not a guy that's ever let his hands go. He's never let his hands go. And when you fight a bigger guy, and I think you were there that night, I fought Keith Rucker, who was 6'2", you got to go after him. Because if you don't go after him, guess what? It's going to be a long night on the end of that jab.
That's the first thing I pictured when you were talking about that was at the end of the jab. Yeah, it's tough to get in if you don't know how to get in.
Well, I remember my trainer telling me, look, we're not going to fight. We're not going to box this guy. There's not going to be no boxing this and that. He goes, if you can step on his foot and crack him, do that. I said, but just get in close and start rolling. And 12 seconds into it, I remember the Brent Venegas, the referee, I knocked him down 12 seconds in the fight. And you know what a gentleman I was in the ring. I was, you know, and I said to him, get up, MF. And, of course, you know, that didn't go too well with the referee, Brent Venegas, who pushed me to a neutral corner and said to me, I almost disqualified you, blah, 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 blah. And then, of course, you know, I got away with a couple of butts in round number three. In other words, don't hold me. You know what I'm trying to say? Don't hold me.
Yeah. You know, you started your sentence of me being a good guy. I got a big smile on my face.
Well, you know, you see, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I never threw any forearms. I didn't try to hurt anybody. I didn't do any fouls or anything like that. But as far as stretching the rules to an extent, stepping on an occasional I like to step on an occasional foot, this and that, because I had guys that when you stepped on their foot, they looked down at it, and then you cracked them. I'm not kidding you. They were inexperienced, so they would look down at their feet, bang, and you crack them.
Yeah, but, you know, that's James Toney, Bernard Hopkins, Pedro Fernandez type of techniques, you know, where, you know, that was the old school, and you just don't show that anymore.
We're talking old school, the heavyweight champion of cut, man, both in boxing and mixed martial arts. So we're talking about Jacob Stitcherans. Our guest will be with us in another 15 minutes or so here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll hear from Henry Cejudo, the retired UFC flyweight champion, coming out of the break. And I'll ask Jake a couple questions about pay money in the world of combat sports. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Baby, love the way you turn me on. You got the right stuff, baby. you been pondering retirement?
For a minute. I think ever since I had my surgery on my shoulder, I felt like I enjoyed my time, my freedom, a little bit too much. And really what that was, it gave me time to reflect. And I told him, since I was 11, I've been going hard, man. I've been training. I have over 600 wrestling matches, and now MMA, and I'm 33 years old. I've always put myself in front, and I'm just looking forward to start that new chapter in my life, man. I want to leave up top. I want to leave on my terms. I'm happy. I'm satisfied with my career. I saved the division. I won the flyweight title, the bantamweight title. I defended both. There's nothing more to prove, man. So I want to wish everybody at the bantamweight, the flyweight division, I want to wish you guys all love and success. Even though I may have said a bunch of crazy things to you guys, it all came out of promotion, out of love, man. So thank each and every one of you.
No, I think everyone knows it came out of love, and your performances did so much for 125 and 135. You retired from wrestling early, and you obviously started this new journey in MMA then. Do you have a new journey in mind, or is this something where you're like, I just want to do nothing?
No, absolutely. I want to get into real estate. I'm chasing my next. I'm a conqueror, man. I want to get into business, and I want to start doing that, right? I bought some property not too long, some land not too long ago, and I want to start just building a bunch of houses and, just moving on to this next show. I hate cutting weight, man. I'm tired of it. So I'm looking forward to getting into real estate after this.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
This is East Bay Soul. Tower of Power spinoff, of course, Tower of Power original. Westmore High School, baby. Graduate of 1968. Mr. Greg Adams, he skipped the Joliet School of Music in New York City, decided to join Tower of Power at 17, and the rest is history. But his new band, East Bay Soul, they've got two albums out. Check them out at eastbaysoul.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing, MMA. Stitch, we heard from Henry Cejudo there. He retired as a UFC 125-pound and 135-pound champion. And he said he was retiring because of injuries, this and that. He was retiring because he wasn't getting the money he deserved to get paid. I mean, if the UFC is only giving 8 to 10% or 8 to 12%, some people say, Dana White, I heard him say, some guy said, are you giving 18% to the fighters? He says, well, if you want to say so. But with that small amount going to the fighters, why is it, how can I put it? Is it because the fighters won't have another stage to go to that they have to adhere to Uncle Dana's wishes and his commands? Because if you get on the wrong side of that guy, you're screwed.
Well, Pedro, that's an excellent question, and let me answer it this way. Yesterday, I did an interview for a documentary that they're putting together based on the underbelly of MMA. And, of course, that was one of the topics of and I brought that up where, all the major sports, they're dividing, the profits. If it's not 50-50, it's 48-52 type of thing. And in the mixed martial arts and we look at the UFC, that's not the case, So they also interviewed a guy from the union and on how important it is to, get these fighters unified. And I said, it's kind of tough to get them as a union because we're all independent contractors, but an association works just as well. And, Leslie Smith from the Bay Area, actually, and she's a big advocate on that. So, yeah, fighters, it's time for these fighters to speak up. And during the interview that I did, I mentioned that years ago, when before the UFC or MMA, Jimmy Hoffa Jr. Met with a bunch of boxers, Eddie Mustafa Muhammad, and a bunch of us, about trying to unionize boxing. But for that to happen, these guys have to step forward. And, I don't know if you're going to sacrifice yourself, but, come up there and what's right is right.
There's a group in Europe that's like throwing out money with boxers, MTK. And Bob Yalen, the former ESPN executive, disgraced ESPN executive, of course, was trading ESPN dates for dates with porn stars. And that was proven. Of course, he was fired from ESPN, then went to work for the one of those casinos up there, and then he got into a bad. Listen, what a bully this guy was Stitch. He's playing basketball with some 17-year-old black kid, and the black kid dunks on him and makes him look bad, this and that, and he pushes the kid and calls him the N-word afterwards. So they fired him from that Connecticut, Foxwoods, Connecticut thing. He was a big boxing guy up there. But the bottom line is, that's what a tough guy he was.
Yeah, real tough. Yeah, putting him one-on-one with somebody that's not going to take that.
Yeah, well, kid put it in his face, no doubt about that. So what's on your mind? What are you doing these days besides stopping cuts?
Well, you know, I actually, it's a great question that you ask, because I'm working with a CBD company that created a cream for cuts for the healing process.
Mm-hmm.
And when they contacted me, I asked them, you know, because everybody has something in CBD, right? And I said, well, what proofs do you have? I said, well, that's what we call you. So, you know, being that I work the bare knuckle fights and, of course, a lot of these fights, I said, well, look, go with me to the bare knuckle fights. I'll speak to Dave Thalman because, you know, the cut ratio on bare knuckle fights, 60-70%. So somebody's going to get cut. So what we do is once they, in the dressing room, they get sewn up, Jay Tint, which is the owner of CBD Science, will take a picture of them, give them the cream, and a week later they send back the proof sources. So the product is working. It has stem cell, CBD, vitamin E, collagen, and some other items. So today we're meeting after this conversation with you on how we could get this out to the market. And I think right now we're going to start off with a promo with cutmanforhiresupplies.com. So, you know, we'll be working on that. So, yeah, I'm working on that. And like I said, I just did this interview regarding the underbelly of MMA. And, you know, they brought up the point of, you know, when the UFC let me go because I spoke out about the Reebok deal. And, you know, that's another thing these fighters are getting screwed on, is they're not making the money that they used to along with their fight money because of the sponsorship.
Yep. Brendan Schaub was a classic example. Wasn't he making like $80,000 on sponsorship, and then the UFC wanted to give him like $5,000?
Yeah, you know, it's quite ridiculous, because let's say, Pedro, you walk into the UFC and you already have 20 MMA fights, but you only have 3 fights in the UFC. The maximum you got was $2,500. And I think the championship fights, the maximum they got was $30,000. You know, and like, say, you're talking about Brian. You know, a lot of these guys were making $50,000 to $100,000 a fight. So, you know, and the thing about it, they didn't ask the fighters; they just went ahead and did it. And even like me, because you know, they got rid of all the sponsorship of the cut men, mm-hmm. and I was making major. I needed the UFC because they were paying garbage. The ring girls are getting paid more than what the cut men are getting paid. But I needed the UFC exposure to get my sponsors in. And when I did an interview regarding that, they let me go. So, you know, I'm back to square one. I'm doing good. You know, got a lot of support. But that's what the fighters have to do, is they have to stick together and unionize and say, you know, and Pedro, I've always told fighters this, you know, without you, your manager, your promoter, you know, all these people cannot get paid unless you fight. You know, you are the commodity, and they have to understand that.
You know what's funny? You bring up this CBD thing. My poor father spent, the Daly City Police Department arrested him and sent him to CYA. Never been arrested in his life. Sent him to CYA for 2.5 years because they thought he had marijuana. They thought he had marijuana. I kid you not. But 2.5 years in 1952, his life was never the same. But life has changed, man. You can buy weed on every corner in San Francisco, legally and illegally.
Right. Yeah, well, why would you want to do it illegally?
No, I'm gonna tell you why you want to do it illegally. Because the guys here in San Francisco, it used to be an all-black. Listen, when it went legal for medical back in 96, the black guys took over in Oakland, California. They had the stuff called the chronic, and they were running, they controlled the marijuana world. And then slowly, little by little, corporate America just pushed them out with these different licenses and state this and state that. So they're no longer up on board. They're doing the black market thing. So if you want to go buy an ounce in a club, you can pay $450. You want to go buy an ounce from one of the brothers, you pay about $190, maybe $250.
Got it. All right. Economics.
Economics. Bottom line is economics. All right. When it comes to the world of the UFC and MMA right now, is Bellator, are you still rocking with Bellator? Is Bellator doing cards?
Well, they are doing cards, and I'm not. You know, I started off with a group here at the Rio called FFC.
Oh, that's it. That's it. I'm sorry. I had the wrong group. Go on.
Yeah. So, you know, but right now the Rio is closed. But they're working on a budget for 2021. So, yeah, I'll continue doing that. But, you know, working the bubble, I've done 24 shows already since June. So, you know, it's nice to be in the mix.
The Hotel Reels, was Penn and Teller still hanging out there?
Well, they're supposed to, you know, when they open up, they're supposed to. So, yeah, so we'll see what happens.
You know, I called Lenny Albert, the former Golden Glove, fellow Golden Glove champion here in San Francisco. I called his house one day, and that guy Penn answered the phone.
No, yeah, I remember Lenny.
Yeah, I'm not kidding you. So anyway, I go, who is he? I go, come on. And it was him. He was hanging out with Lenny over there. I don't know what they were doing. Maybe they might have been smoking some weed back in the days. But the bottom line is Penn and Teller were hanging out with Lenny Albert out of his house. That was a little bit crazy. Anyway, when we get a vaccine and things get rocking and rolling again, I want to be optimistic about this, but I think everything sort of get back to normal maybe in the latter stages of 2021. But up until then, what do you have on the calendar? I mean, this fight thing with this new series, that's not going to go for a while. Or have they announced a comeback date?
Yeah, well, you know, with Top Rank, they're going to be doing monthly shows, I guess, till at least March, you know. So I'm good with that. But I'm also, I told you a while back, I wrote a couple books called From the Fields to the Garden. Growing up as a farm worker, those were the fields, and my goal was to make it to Madison Square Garden. Well, we started filming right before the COVID, and we went to New York and when Triple G fought. And then this COVID kicked in, so that stopped. But now we're going to start kicking in again and start doing interviews. And, we got Andre Ward and Triple G and Mike Tyson and Anderson Silva and Cain Velasquez, and we're working with Michael B. Jordan. So, you know, we're going to start doing that, even though that COVID thing, we'll do it individually, just get that out of the way. But, yeah, I'm staying busy, Pedro, you know, thank God. And, you know, with the CBD program and even with my old sponsor, One More Round, we're back together. And we started making apparel, and then this COVID kicked in. So, you know, that kind of, you know, they made them a non-essential company. So that's on hiatus. But I'm looking forward to getting rid of 2020 and going into 2021.
So what's the website for Jacob Stitcheran? You got one happening?
Well, no, I don't. All my products, my Stitch Premium products, are available at cutmanforhiresupplies.com. And, you know, I always tell coaches and cutmen, if you want the best, go to cutmanforhiresupplies.com, because Juan Ramirez carries everything that cutmen and trainers need to take care of that fighter.
Well, you know, we're approaching the holidays, Happy Hanukkah, I mean, Kwanzaa, Christmas, the whole nine yards. I wish you the merriest of Christmas, bro, and your family. You guys have always been class. Your wife is a wonderful lady. You absolutely hit the lottery when you married her. There was no doubt about it. So you got lucky there once, and then, of course, you make it as a pro. Bottom line is you're a winner, bro, and I really appreciate knowing you.
No, thank you very much, Pedro. I've known you for God. It's been 30-something years, you know, and I think you probably have the longest combat sports show in the nation.
Doesn't matter, man. You're telling people how old I am. I keep telling these people I started the show when I was 7 years old. I'm only 44. Give me a break.
All right, I'll pick you up on that.
Love you, Stitch. Jacob Stitch Duran on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Take care. Say hello to the wife.
All right, love you too, man. All the best. Merry Christmas.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. Your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA, the Sunday edition, coming to you live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and the brand new Sirius XM satellite radio, channel 217. This is Ring Talk.